Shortwave listening to many the final frontier. These are the voyages of PCJ Radio's Media Network Plus. Its continuing mission to track down strange news signals and to seek out new stations and radio personalities and to boldly go where many men have gone before. Hello, I'm Keith Pellon. Welcome to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International. Today's show, we're doing something a little different, and it's something that we don't do very often. But there is a special reason behind it. This week was a very special anniversary. It was the anniversary, the 7th anniversary, of the return of the Happy Station Show from PCJ that took place on March 12th, 2009. Now, the program that you're listening to right now, Media Network Plus, and the other programs, didn't happen until a time later. Now, if you'd been tuning in on that date, because we had two transmissions, first at 100 hours UTC, and then 15 hours UTC, this is how we began that first show.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Well, that's actually how we began the first ever return of The Happy Station Show, which took place on March 12th, 2009. But the story behind how the show returned actually goes back a little further than that. Joining us right now on the program is a very, very special guest. Somebody who hosted this show for more than 20 years. I wonder who that can be. Well, many of you will certainly know the name Tom Meyer. Well, you know, it's interesting because something that we have talked about before, back in 2009 on March 12th, we did a special Happy Station show that was kind of a tribute to the years that you did the program. And, you know, there was a very interesting story, not really about that first show, but I mean, eventually we did, after that one program, we did another, and then another. It was only at the time once every 2 weeks, and then it became weekly. And then PCJ, of course, we started right after that. But the idea of it actually goes back quite some time. For people that hadn't heard the story before, it was an idea that we sort of casually discussed more than 20 years ago.
Well, to rephrase that, it was your idea that we discussed more than 20 years ago. I wouldn't have dared to suggest to you that you would start a company and take over the Happy Station show. No, but I do remember. We were in my garden in Hilversum, I think.
That's right. And I was staying in your guest house, yes. Right behind the garage. And I do remember one thing about the guest house.
Tell me.
The hot water heater, I thought, was horrible.
Why?
I was taking a shower one day, and I don't know what happened. The water was warm, and then I was scolding myself.
Oh, wait a minute. That was, I think, a hot water boiler running on gas.
That's right.
But did it turn to cold or to boiling hot?
It turned to boiling hot.
Well, then you were probably accustomed to boilers that would immediately spout hot water, but this one needed time to sort of warm up.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. So I put it on, okay, the water's right, and I started taking a shower.
Oh,
and then scalding hot water came out of it, and the language that was used was, I'm not going to repeat it on air, you know?
That's good. Well, now I also understand why at the time I thought, gee, I wonder why Keith is blushing all the time. But that was not blushing. You were burnt.
I was burnt. I was like a lobster. Anyway, you know, I thought that, you know, today for the special occasion at this point in the program, for those people who would sort of like to have an idea, a very close idea, not an exact verbatim discussion of what we have, but a close idea, we can actually go back in time, which is impossible to do. But as many of our listeners will know, a literary work from H.G. Wells called The Time Machine. So I built one. It doesn't really work too well. So now we're going to go back in time. All right, here, Tom. Come on, get ready. I'm flying Doctor Who's TARDIS right now. I follow the plans from H.G. Wells. This thing is just not working right. I mean, we're bouncing throughout the universe, going through time and space. I hope we don't crash. No, we're not going to crash. I feel safe enough. Okay, all right, here goes! All right, we made it. We're in Holland, early 1990s, and we're coming in for a landing. It's a little bit shaky, and, we made it. Tom, I have to say, your garden is so beautiful, and this is such a nice place to have a cup of coffee on a beautiful Sunday morning.
Isn't it now? Maybe if we want... this is being recorded, isn't it? For
yes.
Use in about 20 years' time, Keith.
In about 20 years' time, yeah.
Well, then we don't have to be honest, and we don't have to tell whoever is hearing this that it's not coffee we're drinking.
That's right. And we're not going to tell you what it is. But, you know, Tom, it's a funny time. You know, I've been here in Holland for a couple of days, and, you know, you're no longer going into Radio Netherlands. And, I mean, you know, because you're out of the organization now, do you think that Happy Station's going to be canceled?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I am. Well, you should never say you're positive about anything. But I'm almost positive that it won't last very much longer. And that is because we have arrived, like so many other countries in the world, in the era of managers. And that's not always good, because you often see managers appointed to companies or organizations which they know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not be too verbatim, but, or outspoken rather, Radio Netherlands has also been suffering from that. We are not necessarily managed by people who are very well versed in shortwave affairs.
Yeah, that seems to be the sad case anywhere. But what do we ask you, you know, just out of curiosity, is the name Happy Station copyrighted or registered by Radio Netherlands?
Not that I know of, and I would be extremely surprised if it were. Because as you know, and a lot of listeners also know, the name Happy Station was thought up in 1928 by the originator, Eddie Starts, at the time working for Philips. I'm sure they didn't copyright the name. And Radio Netherlands, which started in 1947, still in this day and age does not strike me as an organization which thinks of modern things such as copyright.
So what you're saying, Tom, I mean, right now, if I wanted to, right in this garden, I can tell you, you know what, we can start the show up as an independent production. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah, sure, except that you would have to do it, because for me, no, thank you.
Well, that would be a fun idea, but I think it would be too difficult now. I mean, oh, you know, we have no studio, and there's no way to possibly record the show. But, I mean, you know, who knows what can happen in the future?
Well, that's something you always got to keep your eyes open for. And there's a famous song from a musical, Open a New Window.
But you have to make sure you're not looking at something nasty on the outside.
No, open a new window, but don't jump out. If you ever would be thinking of starting something to continue the Happy Station show or something like it, you've got my blessing, son.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's not exactly how it went. I'll tell you one thing, Tom. It's a good thing that this wasn't visual, because I would be looking back at myself going, oh, my God, what happened to my hair? I mean, I still have a full head of hair, but the color has changed dramatically.
I almost wanted to say, what hair?
Oh, excuse me?
Now that we're back in 2014, we can get back to being nasty.
Right, exactly.
Now, I also remember, I think, because at my age, you are never sure whether you remember something or whether you don't even remember what remember means. Anyway, I seem to have told you at the time that our previous general manager of Radio Netherlands, whom I adored, I think he was a wonderful, wonderful man who did a lot of good things for our radio station. He wasn't generally respected very much, but he and I had a tremendous mutual respect for each other. And I remember at one point he said to me, I think that is after he had left Radio Netherlands, you know, a lot of people say, Mr. Meyer, that you're not supposed to do any commercials on shortwave. But I always say, where does it say so? There is no law that forbids us to do it. And like you've been doing, and which you may know, Keith, I was doing commercials for airlines, for hotel chains, for you name it. And he said to me, nobody can stop you because it doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to do it. And that to me was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's funny because a lot of listeners were not aware that, you know, Radio Netherlands, Happy Station, was just one part of what everything you were doing at the time. I think a couple of years ago, I wrote you because a listener sent us a copy of an exercise skiing record that you did the Dutch version of. The orchestra was Max. Yes, that's right. And I remember playing the clip on the show, and I said, you know, you never heard Tom Meyer like this before, and you're doing the happy, happy, hope, hope, happy, happy, hope, hope.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then, of course, there were the Smurf recordings.
The Smurf recordings, which was a lot of fun to do. And there's lovely stories connected with that as well, where I walked into a record store in Colombia, and Colombia, South America, because I saw our Spanish Christmas Smurf record in their shop window. It was Christmas time. And I walked into the shop and I said to the girl, Miss, if I can prove that I'm on this record, will you give me one for free? And she said, ah, go away. I said, no, honestly. And I think my name was even on the back. And she ran back of the store and came back with the manager. And they were all excited. And I think they wanted to notify the local press. And I said, oh, come on. I was just joking. But it was a lot of fun to do the Smurf records. I did them in a couple of languages. I can't even remember. I know it was Spanish and Dutch and German. I can't remember the other ones. French, maybe. But anyway, it was a lot of fun.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if this is the experience that you had doing it, but I remember a number of years ago, I did a similar thing in China. It wasn't for the Smurfs. It was for some other cartoon series. And the music had been already recorded like 2 weeks prior. And then I went into the studio, and they slowed the tape, and I had to sing very slowly. And then they put the tape back at the normal speed, and it sounded like a chipmunk or something, you know?
Yeah. And that is absolutely also the way the Smurfs were recorded. But it's, as you must have discovered also, Keith, it's a very special technique because, especially your vowels, if you pronounce them with the same position of the mouth but lower in voice, then they come out as something very strange. It's a totally new technique.
What's interesting about it is I remember when the time that I did it, because of the vowels, sometimes you would have to like retake so many times just to get it right.
Yes.
You know.
Even in Chinese then.
Even in Chinese, yeah. Mine, the ones I did were in Chinese and English, which was very confusing indeed.
Oh yeah, I can imagine, yes.
Anyway, Tom, look, we're nearly out of time right now because we have a few other things to get to. For our fifth anniversary today, are there any wishes that you'd like to give to our listeners today?
Yes, one to the listeners and one to you. I'll start with the listeners. To the listeners, I wish you all that Keith may continue to do what he's been doing in those past 5 years, and that he may continue to be as successful as he's been over the past 5 years. I'm not saying that I'm hoping that it's going to turn into an international broadcasting network or something, although I do wish him all the best of luck. But that's what I wish the listeners, and to you, Keith. At the time, we talked a lot about what you were doing and what you were planning to do and what you wanted to do. I was also at times a bit critical, but never in a derogatory way. I always made it very clear to you that I wished you the very, very, very best in your endeavors, And I'm so happy, like a kind of a father, to see how successful you've been. And at the time, I wouldn't have dared to say that. But now, I'm convinced that you will continue from victory to victory.
And that was Tom Meyer, who hosted the Happy Station show for more than almost 20 years. That's for certain. Now, as I mentioned, this week was the 7th anniversary of the Happy Station show, and also the beginning of PCJ Radio International. The other programs that we have didn't begin too long after that first edition of Happy Station. Now, back when we started the show, it wasn't once a week. No, in fact, it was one show every 2 weeks. And then eventually it became weekly. So, as they say, from victory to victory, or as Tom just said, victory to victory. Anyway, you are listening to Media Network Plus, coming to you from PCJ Radio International.
The Spectrum Monitor is a monthly electronic magazine covering shortwave, amateur radio, scanning, satellites, Wi-Fi, and vintage radio, which is available for any device capable of opening a PDF file. The Spectrum Monitor also covers amateur radio satellites, maritime and military monitoring on shortwave, reviews of receivers, scanners, and software used for shortwave, and more. Annual subscriptions for 12 issues is only $24, with individual monthly issues available for $3 each. If you're already a subscriber, you can renew your subscription by clicking on the Sign Up for 2015 button. MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and PayPal are accepted. For more details, visit our website at www.thespectrummonitor.com.
Now, before we turn our attention to this week's propagation report with Glenn Hauser, I should remind you that this program, Media Network Plus, it's been on the air for quite some time now, and of course is based on Media Network, that was hosted by Jonathan Marks at Radio Nederland. You can listen to all past editions of the show by going to our website, and you'll find some very interesting features there, including some editions of the show. Now, you may remember we also had a monthly 60-minute version of the program. We stopped doing that quite some time ago because more stations were interested in this version of the program, the 30-minute one, but you can find those as well. I have to admit, I kind of miss doing the one-hour version because we were able to run longer interviews. Now, speaking of somebody who's been on the air for a very, very long time with his own program, World of Radio, here is our propagation guru, the man with 1,000 propagation answers, Glenn Hauser.
Keith from IPS in Australia, the global HF propagation forecast through March 12th, normal at all latitudes. From Space Weather South Africa through March 11th, magnetic conditions quiet, shortwave fade-outs unlikely, MUF unstable. From Met Office UK through March 13th, solar activity expected to remain low, mainly quiet geomagnetic activity but a chance of active conditions on Saturday, March 12th. From Peter Coleman in Prague, the geomagnetic field will be quiet to unsettled on March 11th, 12th, 27th, and 30th. Quiet to active March 13th, 17th, 28th, and 29th. Active to disturbed March 14th, 15th, and 16th. Mostly quiet March 18th, 19th, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Quiet on March 20th, 21st, 25th, and 26th. From SWPC in Boulder, geomagnetic field activity is likely to reach G1 minor storm levels March 17th to 19th, with ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5, and again on April 2nd. Lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 on March 11th, 14th, 15th, and 21st to April 1st. Solar flux oscillating between only 90 and 95 through April 2nd. William Hepburn's VHF UHF DX maps predict extreme tropospheric ducting along the Texas Gulf Coast and Tamaulipas on March 14th, extending to Florida on the 15th. All week along the northwest coast of Australia, the Red Sea, around Arabia to India, and east of India to Myanmar, also off Vietnam on March 13th and 14th.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. Anyway, we are nearly out of time. If you wish to contact us, our email address is mnp@pcjmedia.com. Once again, mnp@pcjmedia.com. You can also send along your questions and suggestions for upcoming programs. Now, while you're online, I would also invite you to check out the webpage for PCJ Radio International, because you can also leave your comments there as well. So today, for this, our anniversary program, we're going to end with a piece of music that Eddie Starts began his Happy Station show with for many, many years. It became so connected with him that when people would mention Eddie Starts, they would think of taking a cup of tea, rattling the cups, and that's it. So we're going to end with Nice Cup of Tea, the sig tune for Happy Station when Eddie Starts was the host. And before we actually take a listen to that, let's have a little sampling of Eddie Starts. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long. Take care. 73 and 88 to the ladies.
This is station PCJ in Holland. And now for the remainder of the program, my friends across the fence, in Central America, in North America, and in South America, and also on board of ships cruising the seven seas, we wish you good reception, a good voyage, and good arrival in the next port. When you come to the next port, drop us a line. Maybe you can write this line now and post it when you come to the next harbor. Until the end of the program, we have some slumber music, and we hope you like our selections.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious. And that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.